For MNN Sports, I'm Kevin Falmas. The Golden Gopher men were on the road last night.
And a three-point deficit at half turned into a 25-point deficit. At the end, Matt Painter and Nico Medved shake hands. And that will do it here from Purdue. 85-57. Minnesota dips down to 500 overall at 5-5. And 500 in the Big Ten at 1-1. They will host Texas Southern this Sunday at noon.
Mike Grimm last night from West Lafayette on the Gophers Radio Network. The results were a little better, a little closer to home.
Williams Arena crowd will rise. Appreciate the effort by the Gophers tonight. There's the final horn and the final score. Minnesota 82, Alabama A&M 44. Gophers improved to 7-3 on the season and will take on Wyoming right back here on Sunday night, their last game before a little bit of a finals break.
Justin Gard last night on the Gophers Radio Network. Coming up tonight, the Wild are home against the Dallas Stars. The question is about the status of Matt Zuccarello. He took a big hit on Monday in Seattle. How's he doing, John Hines?
Yes, he is recovering. He's recovering okay. So we spent the night in Seattle and we flew home yesterday. So, he was up and around and talking. Now, as far as playing-wise, he's not going to be ready to play, but just as far as a person and being, you know, around the team and around the guys and being able to have a conversation, he seems like he's doing okay. So that's real positive.
John Hines yesterday with Paul Allen on KFAN. Wild and Stars get underway tonight at 7 o'clock. For Minnesota, it's the start of a four-game homestand. The Wolves, they're at Golden State. That tips off tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. Gopher Volleyball, they're in the Sweet 16. They've got Pittsburgh on the road tonight starting at 6 in the NCAA tournament. Good luck to Keegan Cook and the gals for the U of M. Kevin Falmas, MNN Sports.